But of course, before we could have the film Tristram Shandy, there had to be the book Tristram Shandy. That is, The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy, Gentleman. The novel was written by Laurence Sterne in the 1760s. When it first came out in London in 9 volumes, it was a smash hit. No one had ever read or seen such a thing. Tristram Shandy has become a staple of English literature courses everywhere. It was a favorite novel of James Joyce and Virginia Woolf. Novelist Wesley Stace, who is also known as musician John Wesley Harding, loves it too. So, for those of us who haven't read it, I asked him, what's Tristram Shandy all about?
It's a book of many, many jokes, both typographical, you know, weird squiggles, black pages. He kind of takes the very idea of a book apart, really. Odd things slipped in, blank pages, so you can draw your own picture of how beautiful a woman is because he can't quite explain her properly. I mean, these were things that people weren't doing in 1760, yeah. And that is certainly one of the reasons why it's a revolutionary book.
You know, a lot of people are going to see the movie. I hope they will anyway, because it's very funny. And from Extremely that, they may movie. Head for the bookstore and pick up a copy of Tristram Shandy. Will they be surprised?
I think that if somebody saw the movie and went, golly, I think I'll go and check out the book, I think they would be very surprised. And I think what might surprise them most is how much of substance, not of superficiality or of good laughs, which there certainly are, but how much of substance there is in the book and how they might be, in fact, moved by Walter wanting to bring his son up in the right way and Tristram, you know, being ill and having to go around Europe pursued by death because he feels he's dying and he has to get healthy. And, you know, the various deaths and also the, you know, the character of Yorick, the curate that is that's throughout the book. And, you know, and I think people might also enjoy that aspect. But certainly there's laughs.
Now, we've established that many people have said that Tristram Shandy is unfilmable. I gather that you are out to prove that it is not only filmable but singable. You have a song based on Tristram Shandy?
Well, just as Elton John has his own fan magazine, which I believe is called East End Lights, and just as Prince has one, you know, also Laurence Sterne has one, and the magazine is called The Shandian. It's a beautifully produced magazine, and they print Stern bits and bobs in there. And a few years ago, in one of the back issues, I found this ballad that would have been written, I think, in probably 1760 or so, in the first flush of the book's success. And it would have been sung, or more likely, sold on street corners in sheet music form, like an old broadside ballad. And there was a little tune over it, which I adapted slightly. I hope, turned it into a presentable ballad. So this is probably, I would think, unperformed since 1760. Certainly wouldn't have been heard ever on the radio before. Tristram Shandy. Have you not read a book called Tristram Shandy? If not, look into it quickly, I pray. His precepts are sweeter than sugar candy. It would do you good to taste his curds and whey. Jenny O'Donnelly likes him so bonnily, vows that forever with him she could play. She takes him each night to her bed and swears that with her he shall lay for none but dish.
Musician John Wesley Harding, also known as novelist Wesley Stace.